Well, a lot of folks doing a lot of cleanup from a lot of water today, assuming that you don't have to deal with the catastrophic situation in your yard or your basement or something else. Should you be out in the garden when it's this soggy, or should you just leave it alone? Tom Casper, Master Gardener, has all the answers. Howdy there, Sunshine.
I have all the answers.
Yeah. And ask about gardening, life, the universe, everything. It's all good.
Okay, I can answer that in one. Live it. Life, the universe, gardening, live it.
Live it. Okay.
Yeah, that's my answer.
So you're supposed to get out there and start slopping around in the mud today?
Yeah, you know, if it's not too bad out, I mean, you know, you might do a little compaction, but it's not that big of a deal now. But cleaning up all the dead or broken branches or leaves that are falling off the plant, certainly that kind of stuff after this much rain. I haven't heard how much we got in Duluth, but I would guess it was in excess of 3 inches, and sounds like lots more in other places. So the good news is you know, it was starting to dry out a little bit, and certainly isn't dry anymore.
That is for darn sure. That yes. is for darn sure. But it does yeah. it really need to be feast or famine? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm sure that a lot of folks were flashing back to our big flood of a few summers ago and wondering about, you know, in different areas, roads being washed out, trails being washed out. Because we live on the side of a hill, we need to be a little bit concerned about that. But does the rock kind of help hold everything in place?
No, actually, that just kind of accelerates it, certainly if it's traveling across the rock, because there's really nothing to slow it down, and that soil and vegetation is really what helps hold it in place. So, you know, if they're dealing with erosion issues on slopes, they try to get plants in there and things like that to help slow the water down. So, hey, we got a couple of really exciting things going on right now in the gardening world. So there's some upcoming events for those that are interested or want to learn more about gardening. First one kicks off this Saturday, believe it or not, and it's Rose Fest 2016.
Wow.
And it happens down at Leif Erikson Rose Garden. Starts at 11 with tours of the Rose Garden and information and classes. Goes 11 to 2 in that part of the Rose Fest. And then from noon to 3 at Valentini's, right down next to the Rose Garden, the Lake Superior Rose Society has their annual Rose Show. And it's free of charge. People can go down and look and see roses and what people are growing and get tips from very good growers on how to grow easy-to-care-for roses or high-care roses, depending on what your interest is in.
Okay, so you're a rose dude. What is the coolest rose that you have seen somebody grow in our area?
Well, that's a hard question to answer.
Oh, okay. I mean, give me the top. Well, give me the top three. I mean, you know, sometimes you get these things that go around on social media. You know, it's a black rose or it's a rose that comes in, I don't know, polka dots or something. And, you know, I'm just curious. Can you grow some of those exotic roses around here?
Well, you certainly can grow exotic ones. Whether they survive over the winter is really the key. And most of the roses in the Rose Garden, of course, wouldn't survive the winter without significant protection. So they bury them every fall and then raise them back up in the spring. A lot of the interest these days is in roses that you don't have to do that to. So they're more of an easy care rose. And a couple of my favorites in that venue are a couple of red roses. One of them is called Como Parks, and it's named after Como Park. Down in St. Paul, developed out of Bailey's Nurseries, down in St. Paul, Inver Grove Heights area. It's a beautiful bright red rose that blooms and blooms and blooms and blooms, has no insect or very few insect or disease problems, and completely winter hardy to about 30 below zero. So it's an excellent rose choice, and it has beautiful fragrance, and you know, it has all the things that we're looking for without a lot of the care that some of the old-fashioned hybrid tea roses needed. So, and then another one that's a recent introduction is called Winnipeg Parks, and it was developed obviously out of Canada and equally as hardy, a little bit softer red in the flower than the Winnipeg Park rows, but still, again, very hardy and easy to care for. You know, and then there's the old English roses that I really enjoy too, which are the big, old-fashioned, very, very fragrant roses. But I'm not much into the newfangled ones. So.
Well, the old ones, though, they need to be tipped.
The hybrid tea do. The English, old English roses that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years don't, or require very little winter protection. But the hybrid teas and Grandiflora and Floribunda roses need to be tipped or winter protected, whereas the other ones generally don't. So that event's going on this Saturday. Then next Tuesday, next week is Garden Tour Week. Next Tuesday, the Carleton County Master Gardeners have a free garden tour going on of some gardens in the Cloquet area. People can go to Carleton County Master Gardeners go to their website and get information. It's free of charge. It goes from 4 to 7 next Tuesday. Then Wednesday is the Duluth Women's Club home and garden tour, and they're featuring a couple of really cool gardens this year. That kicks off Wednesday and goes, I think, 10 to 4. I think on Wednesday, but folks can go to their website as well. And then our garden tour with the Duluth Garden Flower Society is next Thursday, and we're featuring six gardens, some spectacular ones in amongst the gardens that folks will be touring, just outstanding stuff. And that goes Thursday from 8:30 to 2.
Okay, so now I've got to ask you, we're going to put a link up for folks to get more information about all of these tours. Should the link be to the Duluth Garden Flower Society, or should the link be to the Facebook page? Because I know that as soon as we get off the phone, one of those two will be updated with all the information.
The Duluth Garden Flower Society will have some of that information, but we folks may have to go to certainly for the Secret Garden Tour, which is part of the society, and the Rose Fest, which is part of the society. The Duluth Women's Club, they'll have to go to probably be quicker for them to go to their own website, and also the Carleton County Master Gardeners are their own individual organization, so folks would have to search for them separately.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually that will be updated on our website, but it won't be for a couple more days. So.
I'm pretty sure that as soon as we get off the phone, it's going to be updated, right? Right?
That's right.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Hey, TK.
Broadcaster of the year can make demands that others can't.
Hey, TK, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Good. You have a great day.
Oh, Tom Casper, that rascal. He is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Tuesday mornings on Northland Morning.